Hey everybody, this is Dr. William Clark, your host of the Dr. William Clark Podcast. Glad to be with you all today. Wanted to welcome you into the podcast and just tell you thank you. Thank you for logging on, subscribing, watching, clicking, liking, sharing this podcast and the previous podcast episodes. It's our desire to provide great content for you, particularly if you are looking for content around nonprofit strategy, nonprofit leadership, and nonprofit fundraising. As you engage in this particular podcast, I'm going to ask that you take a moment to not only take notes as we get started, but also take a moment to share this particular podcast episode with someone in your life who you believe can benefit from this. This can be a colleague. This can be a friend. This can be a partner. It can be a stakeholder. Anyone you think can benefit from good content around nonprofit stuff. With that being said, guys, let's go ahead and get into our show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Hey everybody, this is Dr. William Clark here, and glad to be with you guys for another episode here. We're live here in Clubhouse as well as on the podcast and on other streaming platforms. So glad to be with you guys. If you want to come up to the stage or have a question, feel free to message us in the chat or in the back channel, and or come to the stage and just raise your hand and let's talk about your nonprofit. But I want to spend a few moments talking about how to pay for staff when you're a new nonprofit. This is a hot topic among many other hot topics that nonprofit entrepreneurs kind of think about, because they're thinking about, look, we're looking to launch this nonprofit organization and we're looking to establish ourselves and to serve the community. How do we get people on payroll? Right. And then what I also hear a lot from these new nonprofit organizations are questions around, well, how do we, if we can't afford to pay people, how do we get more volunteers on our roster? Right. And I want to address that a little bit and then talk about how to pay for staff. One of the things that we tend to talk about with our nonprofit entrepreneurs that we help in the nonprofit fundraising masterclass is to not depend upon volunteers. And there are multiple reasons why. Number one, the biggest portfolio of volunteers you need to focus on has to be your board of directors. They are the biggest portfolio of volunteers. Board of directors are not paid for their service to your organization. And even though they are not paid, they add tremendous value from an oversight perspective, from a leadership perspective, from a guidance perspective, and yes, from a fundraising perspective. In fact, a board member actually generates revenue for your organization as opposed to costing you revenue. So that's super important. The other thing to think about when it comes to board of directors is to not treat them as staff. So when they come on board and when they begin to take a leadership role, you don't want to treat them as staff persons where you give them assignments to work on as if they have the time to work in the business or in the nonprofit. Their job is to provide oversight and to raise money to make sure that the organization is in a solid financial position so that it can serve the community. Now, so when that gets resolved and you start to look at volunteers to work in the business or to do day-to-day operations, this is where it gets a little dicey, because the day-to-day operations of a nonprofit organization is no different than running a business, because there are things that have to get done to serve the needs of the customer. And if those particular operational posts are not served or filled with people who can actually do the work, the organization, the nonprofit, actually suffers, and then ultimately that has an adverse impact on your customers. So when you say you're going to staff your organization with volunteers, what you're also saying is that you're not sure how you're going to permanently staff this particular program. Let's walk through it for a little bit. When you have a volunteer who has committed to provide a service or to provide an activity or to lead a workshop or to serve your customers in any way, they're making a commitment not just for one-off experience. They're making a commitment to actually serve the customer on a continuous basis. Particularly, this is for nonprofit organizations that are providing a program that has continuity to it, particularly if you're pursuing long-term funding through grants and other invested dollars. You can't have a one-off opportunity for volunteers to just come and do a thing and just leave, right? That's not the value volunteers can really add, right? Volunteers are really there, right, to serve a need and to fill a gap, and you might not have to use them again. But when you're looking at long-term support, long-term services, you're looking for something that's going to have continuity over days and weeks and months, perhaps the entire calendar year or fiscal year. A volunteer is not what you're looking for. You're looking for staff people. So the question question that we got to answer today is, how do you pay for staff people? Well, let's circle back to the whole board that we were talking about. It's going to come down to your board of directors. You're going to need to build a solid board of directors. Why? Because your board of directors are there for oversight, and they are there to help you raise money. When your board of directors are there to help you to raise money, they are now participating in supporting you, helping you raise the dollars to operate the organization. So you want to make sure that your board is on board to raise money, whether they are giving their treasure or they're finding treasure to give on give to the organization on their behalf. A couple of ways to make that happen. Some organizations have what they call board fees, but what I tend to invite my clients to think about is to have your board tithe to the organization, right? And it's not about the biblical reference of tithing. It's all about the consistency of giving. So a good example of this is if you have a board that has a commitment to give $2,000 over this particular fiscal year, you want to encourage every board member to give roughly $76.92 every 2 weeks to the organization. And the continuity of that $76.92 as a gift from board member X to the organization adds up over time. And if you have 11 board members who are giving at that particular level, that results in $846.15 every 2 weeks. And then this turns into roughly $1,692.30 every month coming just from your board. A simple principle of giving to your organization every 2 weeks will help you reach some of your financial goals. And let's go ahead and build this out. That $1,600 turns into $20,307.69. Now, for new organizations that are looking to get off the ground, you're turning to these easy grants to get you some quick revenue. But have you considered spending the quality time to invest in building a quality board, a quality advisory board to help you raise $20,000 or have commitments of $20,000? That $20,000 can get you a long way to put you on payroll and for you to then hire staff. Now, with $20,000 for this example, you're not going to be able to pay a full salary to anyone, let alone yourself or anyone else. But you want to use those funds to begin to pay people on a per diem basis. We've shared this example many times throughout our teachings, but it's worth sharing again, right? When you have a per diem set up for your staff, while it's not the most lucrative for somebody, it's not necessarily something that will cause them to quit their job and support you full time. However, we live in a time where a lot of people have a full-time job and they have a side gig. This is the age of the gig economy. People are driving Uber and they're doing all types of side gigs through their cars, or they're working a part-time job in the evening after work. There are people who have a full-time job who are interested in doing the work that you have been called to do through your nonprofit organization. And what better way to invest their time and to make a little side money doing something that they really love and enjoy by joining your nonprofit for a stipend or for a per diem payment? This can change the trajectory of someone's life who wants to get into this work and give back, but is not looking to make a lot of money. This also can change the trajectory for your nonprofit organization, whereas you're not depending upon volunteers who don't have a contractual arrangement to show up on a consistent basis, but now you have a staff that is going to show up because they want to not only serve the community and serve your target customer, they also want to get paid. And now when you look at what you're raising from your board alone, $20,307.69, that can give you enough room to start to pay a few folks on a per diem basis to teach a class, to serve the kids, to support the kids, to coach the kids, to support single mothers, to help returning citizens. Whatever your focus is, you now have the financial backing to do it, or at least to get started. This is just from your board. This doesn't account for other monies your board's going to help raise by way of sponsorship matches, referrals to grant opportunities through their corporations and bringing their friends along. This doesn't include monies you're going to raise from grants. This doesn't include monies you're going to raise from partnerships and sponsorships and other revenue sources. This is just to get you started as a new nonprofit organization. So if you're looking to run your program with excellence and to get performance results so that you can begin to tap into serious revenue opportunities, you're going to have to bring on board staff persons, and how you pay them is what we just laid out. So I hope hope that this helps you on your journey. If you're a new nonprofit and you're looking to tap into this type of teaching and this type of understanding, continue to subscribe to this podcast. Continue to visit the resources on our website, drwilliampclark.com. Again, it's drwilliampclark.com. And figure out like what type of support you think you need from us so that we can come alongside you on this journey of raising funds. With that being said, guys, this is Dr. Clark. I look forward to seeing you guys during the next episode. See you, everybody. All right, everybody. This is Dr. William Clark again. Thanks for hanging out with us with this during this particular podcast. And I hope that you got some value out of this particular podcast. Now, I want to make sure that we also close this podcast with some additional value. Now, we've created the Nonprofit Fundraising Masterclass. This particular masterclass was designed by nonprofit leaders for nonprofit leaders to help you simplify your fundraising approaches without chasing funders. Now, if this is something that you want to engage in and utilize for your nonprofit organization, if you have been thinking about how to fundraise for your organization, you just don't know how to do it, if you're transitioning from one phase of fundraising to the next, or you're just trying to improve the fundraising capacity of your organization, then this particular masterclass may be the right fit for you. So if you want to submit your application and join our next cohort, then go to nonprofitfundingstrategies.com. Again, that's nonprofitfundingstrategies.com. For all others who want to just get on my calendar and chat a little bit about your nonprofit organization, we offer free consultations. So you can simply go to drwilliampclark.com to schedule your free consultation. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com for your free consultation. Guys, I hope that you've enjoyed this particular episode, and we'll see you guys next time. See everybody.